Happy Maranatha Monday. Hopefully this is the last Monday we have and Jesus comes and we all see each other in heaven. I am just so ready for Jesus to come. And, you know, I hear everybody has been having all these visions and da-da-da-da and the Climate World Conference or something, COP, is on tomorrow, the 12th. And, you know, the world is going to destroy itself one way or another. I mean, they want to blame it on us breathing, on us farming, on us eating meat. I know I am not going to eat bugs and I'm not going to eat fake meat. I'm not going to eat anything that's created in a lab. I'm trying not even to eat GMO shit. I don't know. I'm ready. Let's go. Like, this is how I know people lie about each other, and lies were said about me because I could not be less afraid of the world ending. I was trying to awaken others, but we have lost freedom of speech in this country. And this is why I pray for those that hate me, those that dislike me because I speak the truth. I only wanted them to speak the truth because I know it was making me sick, so I can't imagine how sick it's making them because, you know, hiding secrets is just something that just kills your soul, your inner spirit, because you know that everything is just going to come out and there's no point in hiding anything. There never is any point in hiding anything. Have everything out there. And when you have nothing to hide, you don't fear anything or anybody because you're just like, you know, say it, bring it, because, you know, the people that know my heart and know me for reals, like, nothing is going to spook them away. Like, God is the ultimate judge, and if people think I'm crazy, like a lot of people do, then so be it. That's their opinion. They thought Jesus was crazy. They thought Noah was crazy. And when, like, my friend Nick, he's like, really, you know, into everything that people think are conspiracy theories and everybody thought that it wasn't going to happen, but it's legit happened. He lost a lot of his friends too, and people think that he's crazy. And I'm like, I'm right with you, bud. Like, you didn't lose me. I'm right here with you. This world, like the pandemic, the COVID shot was already made. They created COVID to use that kill shot for people, and it's like they create, and what was it that I said, it's like they create a crisis, they wait for the reaction, and then they already had the solution. Like, they already made the COVID vaccine was the solution, and they created the crisis so they could use it. And, you know, it's doing what it was meant to do. And I was listening to, I'll put two links up to J.D. Fragg and J.B. Hickson. And J.D. Fragg legit says towards the end of his service yesterday that they have papers, they have proof that people died within 2 hours of taking this, and he calls it himself a kill shot. So now I'm not the only one that does it. I guess I'm just the only one that got in trouble for trying to tell other people about this, like, in real life. And you know, now I know that we don't have freedom of speech anymore, and I've been trying to tell this to people for a long time. We don't, but wait, people are starting to notice with this whole Israel-Palestine thing. So it's like people are starting to wake up, and it's happening every day more and more and more. And happy Hanukkah. Yeah. Love you guys all. Go speak your truth. Listen to these two services. And I hope you are awakened and you are led to Jesus and you stop lying, because that's the only way to be free and to be happy and to find peace is through Jesus. You don't follow your heart, you follow Jesus. Bye, last.